Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
International mission arrives to Honduras to demand justice and security for social defenders. The international mission Justice for Berta Cáceres started on March the 16th in Honduras and is made up of European MPs and members of Latin American movements and organizations. The mission aims to meet with different sectors of the Honduran state to demand justice for Berta Cáceres, security for social defenders of the country, and for Mexican activist Gustavo Castro, who is still blocked from leaving the Mexican embassy in Honduras. Real World Radio interviewed Rosalinda Hidalgo of the Mexican Movement of People Affected by Dams and in Defense of Rivers, MAPDER, an organization that is participated in the mission. About this international solidarity action, Rosalinda said, "This mission is a result of a series of initiatives by different international organizations concerned over the situation in Honduras and the murder of Berta Cáceres. The mission has four goals, according to the Mexican activist: to clear up the murder of Berta and demand the relevant authorities in Honduras to identify those responsible and the motives. They are also demanding the return of Gustavo to Mexico. They tried to kill him and now he's being blocked from leaving the country. His security is at risk and this is something the mission will deal with. Then we also want to know why the precautionary measures of the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights granted to Berta and COPIN members weren't respected. The last goal of the mission is to identify the implications of funding megaprojects. These are tainting with blood the territories of the countries. The establishment of these companies is having extremely high costs for the lives of people and the sovereignty of countries." According to the mission statement, the mission will stay in the country until the 20th of March and will attend meetings with organizations of the social movement, visit the family of Berta Cáceres and the COPIN coordinators in La Esperanza y Dimbucá.